With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Part of every journey is its ending. But that does not mean that we shouldn't celebrate the journey itself. With that in mind, I'm Sean Ferrick for Trek Culture, and here are 20 Star Trek actors who have died in 2021. Number 20, Joanne Linville, the Romulan commander. Joanne Linville appeared in the original series episode, The Enterprise Incident, where she famously played the first Romulan female ever shown on screen. She acts alongside Nimoy and Shatner and completely holds her own, making her an iconic character in the history of Star Trek. Before she got into acting, Linville had actually worked as an oral hygienist assistant. She had danced to pay her tuition through school, and she'd studied with the great Stella Adler. She had many film credits to her name, including the 1976 version of A Star Is Born, up until 2001, which is her last acting credit, which was when she played Hedda Hopper, the gossip columnist from Hollywood, in a TV biopic about James Dean. She retired from acting in 2001 to concentrate more on teaching. She taught at the Stella Adler Academy, and one of her students was a young Mark Ruffalo. She returned to the world of Star Trek in the audio drama Star Trek Excelsior, where she reprised the role of the Romulan commander. Her daughter, Amy, appeared as her character in an episode of the fan series Star Trek Continues. Joanne Linville died on June 20th, 2021, at 93 years of age. Number 19, William Looking, Pharrell. William Looking appeared in three episodes of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, namely Shakar, The Darkness and the Light, and Ties in Blood and Water. He appeared as Pharrell, one of the members of the Shakar Resistance Cell, along with Kira Nerys. Looking might best be remembered for his role as Piney Winston in Sons of Anarchy, which he played from 2008 until 2011. He would also be remembered as Colonel Lynch from the A-Team. He was born in 1941 in Michigan and would go on to have dozens of credits across television and film. He was also accomplished in theatre. He co-founded the Santa Paula Theatre Company with fellow actor Dana Elkar, and he served as creative director for 5 years when he became known for his minimalist approach to theatre. Looking died at his home in Las Vegas on October the 18th, 2021. Number 18, Jan Schooten, Lieutenant Mira Romaine. Jan Schooten was born in 1932 and would appear in the original series episode, The Lights of Zetar. She would go on to act in several more productions, but she actually had acted a fair bit before Star Trek as well. She had grown up in Beverly Hills and she had won a talent show called Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. She was a regular on the Ben Casey show and had appeared on things like The Outer Limits and FBI as well. In between steady acting jobs, she would pick up as many commercials as possible to kind of bridge the pay gap. She'd be doing up to about 20 commercials in a year, which is quite a fair amount. Her last acting credit came in 1981 in a production called This House Possessed. She died on October 7th, 2021, at 88 years of age. Number 17, John Paragon, Thaddeo Bokar. John Paragon appeared in the 7th season episode of Deep Space Nine, Prodigal Daughter, where he played Bokar, who was a representative for the Orion Syndicate, who was in dubious business with the Teagan family, Ezri Dax's birth family. Bokar would actually probably be best known for the role of Jambi the Genie in Pee-wee's Playhouse, which he played throughout the series and several movies. He also co-wrote the special Pee-wee's Christmas special with Paul Rubens, for which he received an Emmy nomination in 1988. He frequently collaborated with Cassandra Peterson, who would professionally be much better known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, whom he had met as part of an improvisational group, along with Paul Rubens and Phil Hartman. Harrigan died on April 3rd, 2021, at 66 years of age. Number 16, Robert Evans, Isaac. Robert Evans is one of two actors from the original series episode Patterns of Force to appear on this list. He played Isaac, a young Zeon who fell afoul of the Ecosian government on this planet that had taken on a Nazi-esque appearance. Evans acted in quite a few shows during the 60s. For example, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, Lassie, a lot of the big ones that you would think of from the time Evans probably appeared in. Now, he would probably be best remembered for the role of Paul Hanley, the English professor in the ABC series Peyton Place, which ran from 1965. Evans died on October 2nd, 2021, at 86 years of age. Number 15, Henry Darrow, Admiral Savar. To say that Henry Darrow was prolific does not do it justice. He appeared in the season 1 episode of The Next Generation, Conspiracy, where he is one of the unfortunate admirals who falls afoul of the parasitic lifeforms taking over much of Starfleet. But long before any of this, he had appeared in over 100 different credits before he was cast in The Wonderful Ice Cream Suit, a 1965 production, which brought him some level of stardom. TV producer David Dorthort noticed him in this show and then invited him to be a part of The High Chaparral, which actually made Darrow a household name. In 1972, Darrow, Ricardo Montalban, Edith Diaz, and Carmen Zapata co-founded the Screen Actors Guild Ethnic Minority Committee, dedicated to representing ethnic minorities within the acting pool. Darrow was of Puerto Rican descent, and he was the first Latin actor to ever play Zorro on screen. Darrow died March 14, 2021. He was 87 years of age. Number 14, Fran Bennett, Fleet Admiral Shanthi. Fran Bennett appeared in the TNG Season 5 opener Redemption Part 2. She plays Fleet Admiral Shanthi, who is the admiral who gives Captain Picard the go-ahead to put together his tachyon blockade between the Klingon and Romulan borders. Bennett, like many others in this list, had a long and prolific career. She had both television credits and, of course, film credits. She might be quite known to horror fans as Dr. Hefner, who appeared in 1994's Wes Craven's New Nightmare. She also played Olivia Jefferson in a remake of the pilot episode of The Jeffersons, the long-running sitcom. Bennett died on September 11th, 2021. She was 84 years of age. Number 13, John Horgan, Chairman Enig. Horgan is the second actor from the original series episode Patterns of Force to appear on this list. He appeared as the villainous Chairman Enig, who was one of the Ecosian rulers of the planet. Now, he had a long career in television. His credits include Daniel Boone, The Girl from U.N.C.L.E., Bewitched, Mission Impossible, 12 O'Clock High, and many, many others. His film credits involve Zelig, The Thomas Crown Affair, and The Curse of the Jade Scorpion. He'll probably best be remembered for the role of Dr. John Morrison on the soap The Doctors, which ran from 1970 to 1974. Horgan died October 6th, 2021. He was 92 years of age. Number 12, Christopher Plummer, General Chang. Christopher Plummer is one of the most immediately recognizable faces in all of Star Trek, which is funny considering one of his eyes was completely covered for his appearance. He appeared as General Chang in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, where he was the first Klingon to bring a little bit of Shakespeare to the table, pleased, though sad, that he couldn't bring it in the original Klingon. A friend of William Shatner, he later took part in Shatner's series The Captains, where he spoke fondly about his time in Star Trek. He would also, of course, be well known for his role as Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, a film he later admitted that he did not enjoy rewatching. He famously appeared as John Paul Getty in Ridley Scott's All the Money in the World, which earned him an Academy Award nomination. He won Best Supporting Actor at the Academy Awards for his role in Beginners in 2010. At the time of his death, he had a starring role in the series Departure and was due to appear in the second season. Plummer died February 5th, 2021. He was 91 years of age. Number 11, Camille Saviola, Kai Opaka. Camille Saviola appeared as Kai Opaka, the first Kai of Bajor shown on screen in Star Trek Deep Space Nine. She appeared in the episodes Emissary, Battle Lines, and The Collaborator. Saviola was born in the Bronx in New York. She studied at the High School of Music and Art. She found herself often cast as Jewish, Italian, or Latin characters. She originated the role of Mama Maddalena in the Broadway production of Nine. She also appeared as Matron Mama in Chicago. She died on October the 28th, 2021.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Number 10, Gavin O'Herlihy, Jabin. Gavin O'Herlihy appeared in Caretaker, which is the first episode of Star Trek Voyager, where he played the Kazon first mate, Jabin, the one who says to Captain Janeway, "You've made an enemy here today," and is promptly never seen again. This was something of a theme for some of his characters. You see, Gavin O'Herlihy originated the role of Chuck Cunningham on Happy Days back in 1974. Now, although he was recast after a few episodes, the character of Chuck Cunningham has become something of a running joke in Hollywood as a way of describing a character who disappears with no explanation whatsoever and is then retconned out of existence. You see, in Happy Days, Chuck Cunningham walks up the stairs and we never hear from him again. O'Herlihy had courted a career as a tennis player long before becoming an actor, and in fact he was the Irish national tennis champion for a while. He was born in Dublin in 1951, a countryman. He would go on to have credits in The Bionic Woman, The $6 Million Man, Midsummer Murders, Jonathan Creek, and in the film The Descent Part 2. O'Herlihy died September 15th, 2021. He was 70 years of age. Number 9. Mary Linda Rapalai, Irina Galliulin. Rapalai appeared in the third season episode of the original series The Way to Eden as Irina Galliulin, one of the space hippies that takes over the Enterprise. The episode is about as bonkers as it sounds, one of the more interesting entries into the original series' interesting third season. After Star Trek, she appeared as a regular on the show Medical Center before she took a 10-year break from acting. She returned then as a semi-regular on the series As the World Turns. She retired from acting altogether when she began to run her own business, the White Cottage Bed and Breakfast in Boothbay Harbour in Maine. However, in 2006, she returned to acting in an episode of Star Trek New Voyages. She played the character of Raina Morgan alongside her Way to Eden co-star, Walter Koenig. She died on April the 5th, 2021. She was 76 years of age. Number 8. Clarence Williams III, Ometeclon. Clarence Williams III was part of a musical dynasty, as both his father and grandfather before him were both professional musicians. Williams III ended up as an actor entirely accidentally when he stumbled onto a stage that was underneath a Harlem YMCA, got bitten by the bug, And away he went. You'd be forgiven for not recognising his face straight away if you were just a Trekkie, because he was under a lot of Jem'Hadar makeup in the episode To the Death, where he played Ometaclon, who was the leader of the Jem'Hadar faction loyal to the Founders. Long before this, Williams III had found success in the show The Mod Squad, the police procedural that ran for a few years. He also starred in Twin Peaks, along with many other acting credits. He had most recently been acting in the Hallmark Channel series Mystery Woman, the role of Philby Cross, and he appeared in all but one of the 11 movies that have been made from it, alongside co-star Kelly Martin. He played Prince's troubled father in the film version of Purple Rain. He died June 4th, 2021, at 81 years of age. Number 7. Eddie Paskey, Lieutenant Leslie. Eddie Paskey appeared in more episodes of the original series than either George Takei or Walter Koenig. Leslie appeared so many times, mostly because the producers started, they wanted to have a sense of continuity, to have the same faces across the way, which actually helped Paskey, who was killed off. As a youth, he had been far more interested in working around automobiles, and particularly, you know, mechanics and hot rods were his actual passion. He got the job on Star Trek, and although he had to leave Star Trek in the third season because an old back injury and head injury had made the long hours a bit undoable for him, he had in fact lost some of his acting contacts along the way. So when he wanted to get back into acting afterwards, he found that he was a bit stuck. He did consider auditioning for Star Trek The Motion Picture, but then decided against it. He did, however, remain a fan of the films, but he admitted himself he went to sleep on Star Trek The Next Generation. He and his wife owned their own automobile business, which they sold in 2004. Now, Paskey is one of the few people who have been honoured outside of official licensing with their own Mego action figure. He died August 17th, 2021, at 81 years of age. Number 6. Gregory Sierra, Entek. Gregory Sierra played Entek, a Cardassian who appeared in the Deep Space Nine episode Second Skin, who quite unfortunately ends up on the wrong end of Garak's phaser. He was born in 1937 in Manhattan and had a long career. His film credits include Beneath the Planet of the Apes, The Towering Inferno, and Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. He was cast in a lead role in Miami Vice, but unwilling to relocate for the entire filming schedule, he asked to be written out and was replaced with a certain Edward James Olmos for the rest of that show's run. Quite notably, he played Paul Benjamin, a member of the Hebrew Defense Force, in an episode of All in the Family. Now, the Hebrew Defense Force was based on the real-life Jewish Defense Force. In the episode, his character is killed when a car bomb is detonated by a local neo-Nazi. All in the Family, which was not known for such serious, heavy things as this. This was quite a shock to viewers. Along with his Star Trek acting credit, he appeared in Murder, She Wrote, Growing Pains, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and many, many others. Sierra died January 4th, 2021, at 83 years of age. Number 5. Willie Garson, Riga. Willie Garson appeared in the 5th season episode of Star Trek Voyager, 30 Days, as Riga, who would be the co-conspirator of Tom Paris in a gig that lands Paris in the brig for, you guessed it, 30 days. Garson had a fairly long history on television, including credits in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Stargate SG-1, where he played the eccentric Martin Lloyd, but he will be, of course, most known to audiences for his role as Stanford Blatch in HBO's Sex and the City. Garson commented that he used to hide the fact that he was a heterosexual man from audiences while he was playing the part, because he did not want his performance as an openly gay character to come across as offensive to homosexual viewers of the show. He appeared in 3 Farrelly Brothers productions, Kingpin, There's Something About Mary, and Fever Pitch. He also had credits in Being John Malkovich and Jackass 2. He was also in both Sex and the City movie spin-offs. Garson died September 21st, 2021, at 59 years of age, from pancreatic cancer. Number 4. Peter Mark Richman, Ralph Offenhouse. Peter Mark Richman appeared in the Season 1 episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, The Neutral Zone. He played Ralph Offenhouse, a capitalist out of time who, in fact, helps Picard to understand some of the Romulan motives by the end of the episode. Richmond's father passed away at a very young age, and his brother stepped in as a kind of a surrogate father for him. He began his career by working as a pharmacist before finding his way into acting. He then would have many, many different roles throughout the years, up to and including the so bad it's funny Jason Takes Manhattan, the 8th Friday the 13th film. He was married to actress Helen Landis until his death, and the couple had 5 children together, including Lucas Richmond, who is a Grammy award-winning conductor. Richmond died January 14th, 2021, at the age of 93. Number 3, Lisa Baines, Dr. Renhall. Lisa Baines appeared in the episode Equilibrium of Deep Space Nine. She played Dr. Renhall, who was the consultant helping Jadzia Dax deal with the repressed memories of Jaran Dax. Baines had a very, very varied career. She was a Broadway actor, an Ohio native, who appeared in Neil Simon's Rumours, among other shows. She appeared on Desperate Housewives, Once Upon a Time, of course, Star Trek, and Cain and Abel, just to name but a few. Her film credits include Cocktail, Dragonfly, and Gone Girl, in which she played Rosamund Pike's mother in the film. On June 4th, 2021, as she was crossing the street to get to Juilliard School, she was knocked down in a hit-and-run incident. She died on June 14th, 2021, from her injuries. Number 2. Norman Lloyd, Professor Galen. To say that Norman Lloyd had a career is not doing the man justice. You can actually trace Hollywood history through Lloyd's career. He appeared in the 6th season episode of The Next Generation, The Chase, as Professor Galen. Lloyd would go on to appear in Alfred Hitchcock Presents. He would appear with Charlie Chaplin in his films as well. He enjoyed theatre success long before the days of the Tony Awards that would give him award recognition. At the time, he said, just being named as one to watch was more than enough for a performer of the time. He appeared in all 6 seasons of Saint Elsewhere as Dr. Auschlander, which is where he would probably be most remembered from. Up until 2015, he was still acting and appeared in the film Trainwreck alongside Amy Schumer. He enjoyed a 75-year marriage to his wife, Peggy Craven. And on May 11th, 2021, at 106 years old, Norman Lloyd passed away. Number 1. Dean Stockwell, Grat. Dean Stockwell appeared in an episode of Enterprise as Grat, who was kind of a hardline governor of a prison that Archer and Mayweather were interned in. Now, Stockwell has a long career on television and particularly in sci-fi, but it actually goes back even further than that, because as a child, he was under contract to MGM Studios. He was born in 1936 and had his first 2 roles by 1945. He took a break in the mid-60s until the end of the 60s, where he worked straight through until the early 80s. Now, at that point, he was married and he had children, and his career was going through a little bit of a downturn, so he actually turned to real estate to pay the bills. However, in 1984, he had roles in Paris, Texas, and David Lynch's Dune as Dr. Yue. In 1988, he was nominated for an Academy Award for his role in Married to the Mob. In 1989, he won the role of Rear Admiral Albert Al Calavici in Quantum Leap, opposite Scott Bakula. Since then, he has played rather a lot of sci-fi roles, appearing in Stargate SG-1, Enterprise, and of course, the reimagined Battlestar Galactica as Brother Cavill. Stockwell died November 7th, 2021, at the age of 85.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.